Hey, this is Jim Burr from Philippines. Hey, everybody, we're at Myrtle Beach, Beach Boogie and Barbecue, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is Jim Bird with Killer Bees. We're doing a live broadcast of the award ceremony, which is going to take place. We have a dual event here. We have a SBN, Southern Barbecue Network event, where the teams cook forks and ribs for the turn-in. Then we have our normal KCBS event. We've also got an anything but category, and later on we have chicken wings. We have a soft category. This is a full weekend here down here in lovely Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Trying to pull off another awesome event here. Several teams. I think there was 37 or 38 pro teams for KCBS, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 for the SBN, and then the Shriners have their cook-off coming tomorrow. Where the Shriners were allowed to compete in their own contest. So, looks like it's going to be a pretty good event. It's been very hot, muggy, humid, whatever you want to call it, event down here. So, we'll see how everything turns out. We had teams such as Smokehouse Mafia, Bubba Q, Pit Bulls Up in Smoke, Midnight Burn, Pickin' Porkers. We've had Ultimate Tailgaters, Wayne, Bubba Q Smokers, Rocky Top, so several high quality teams here this weekend, and we'll see how we play. We were here also, as you know, at Qology, Russ and Matt, and all them fine folks parked next to us. But it's gonna be an interesting event. We've got a lot of stuff going on here shortly. So as soon as they get going with this, we'll have some more info. Until then, we'll just put it on autopilot until things get going. Thanks for your patience.
We have a lap out here with Blue Green Resort. Mr. and Mrs. Veronica and Ronald Holmes, we have two tickets for you with the NASCAR Speedway. If you come over to the booth where you're registered, come pick up your tickets. Again, Ronald and Veronica Holmes. Thank you.
It's like a good sound to be here. Just sitting on the side of the screen. Hollering.
Download I think I lost the grand championship trophy.
There we go. Can you hear me out there? Is everybody having a good time? My name is Charlie Miller, and I am the recorder of Omar's Shrine Temple. Whatever that means, I'm the secretary, and I have to keep all the notes and keep all these shriners straight, and there's just 3,300 of us in Omar's district around the beach in Charleston, so for all y'all do for us, we want to thank you and make a few introductions today. Over on my far left, the chairman of this barbecue cookout this year is illustrious Sir John McCleary, and he was our potentate last year. So for a job well done, give John McCleary a big hand. Now, like I said, I am the recorder. Over here is our oriental guide. We have five steps to being a potentate, which means we have four vice presidents. Our first man on that totem pole is Eric Joyner. He's standing over here to my left, and he's called our oriental guide. Our high priest and prophet, we have worked him so hard all weekend, he's still over there trying to cook and keep barbecue going for the rest of the evening. And there is some barbecue left. Unfortunately, the bracelet part of the barbecue feeding this afternoon, we ran out of whatever it was, 60,000 pounds of barbecue cooked this weekend. We ran slap out by 3:30, and we apologize for that. We just don't know how much to cook. But anyway, there's barbecue still available over there. So our high priest and prophet is over there cooking and making sure that there is barbecue available. Our sister of Van, Howard Beckwith, is standing over to my far left over there, and I see he's got his wife Pat with him. Both of them are over there. Our chief of Van, who will be our potentate next year, our first vice president, is Jimmy Day, and I think he's over there close to a golf cart somewhere. He's headed this thing up with John's help, and they've done a pretty daggone good job this weekend. Now, if y'all don't mind, I'd like for y'all to give us a nice rousing applause for our potentate this year, who's really been the man behind all the fundraising and all the things we do all year long. And his name is Kenny Craven, and he's standing down in the yellow shirt. Lustrous Sir, we call him Lustrous Sir, Kenny Craven. But now we've made all those introductions because we know if y'all ain't got no damn idea what I'm talking about, and y'all here to see who won these trophies. And I'm kind of interested in that, too. So we're going to turn this microphone over. Who are we turning this microphone over to, Kenny? To John? Where is he? Okay, John. This was our folk today last year, John McCleary, and he's kind of chaired this thing for us and done a damn good job. And y'all give him a big hand of applause. Thank y'all so much. You know, Charlie's getting all those accolades out to me. It's not about me. I can promise you that. It's about all these teams that come. It's about Myrtle Beach folks that come and support us and other people around the area just come in from anywhere and support us. And, you know, if you come down, we came down here Wednesday afternoon. And the rain so much. The water was, I had my life jacket on, swimming around this field, and it was awful. But the good Lord gave us sunshine, and we got through. We're not going to go on and on and on about things, but I do want to give a couple plugs. Oh, hold up. Got so many papers, and the wind's blowing. That's a good thing. I do want to give a couple of accolades to some other people. Again, I thank all of you for being here, especially the public, for coming to support this event. Smithfield, Super Rib Series. I can't thank Casey, Susan, and Paul enough. Thank them so much for what they did. And they were, they're hiding somewhere over there. I see them. Give them a hand, please. They did a great job for us. And that's what it takes to make these contests a lot more interesting. CMS, can't say enough about CMS Hotel. They bring us those chairs and tables and help us with tents and help us with all kind of stuff. Room accommodation. So if you have an opportunity to go by, stay with CMS, please. Fresh out. Piggly Wiggly, they always are back in. You hear that truck running out there with the I don't know of another company we could get to come in. They bring it, they load the truck, send it to this field with a driver, and then come back and pick it up. I think that's pretty nice of them to do that. John Deere, the company John Deere implement. They gave us some gators to ride around in to haul it meat. Graham Golf Carts. All the vendors that you see out here that's paid for this entertainment, can't say enough of them. The SBN, you all right, son? Okay. SBN Network, I tell you, I wouldn't have made done this without them. I just can't thank Jim Harmon enough, wherever he's at, Casey. There's Jimmy right there. Get over here, Jim, by me, so they can see you. KCBS. Miss Tana, she's over there. She's done flopped down in the chair. You can't run out of gas yet, okay? We might get us a Bud Light in a little while, okay, and get back some spirit. Nikki Williams, can't say enough to you. Thank you. I don't know barbecue like they do. I don't know barbecue like you do. I know this. The only thing I know is comes from both sides of, I better not say that. Miss Amy Lee, I seen her earlier. Can't say enough of her. I watched her yesterday when vendors were coming in. They were backed up down the road to the other highway, and she was running. And people would come and say, "Do you know where Amy's at?" I said, "Sit right here. You'll see a flash go by." She was back and forth, and Anna, her right hand person that helped us, and her company. On the other events, we just can't thank them enough. Most of all, I don't want to be long-winded. The Shriners. All of you know what we do. If any of you ever have an opportunity to go to one of our Shriners hospitals, stop. Go in. There'll be a Shriner at the desk. They will take you in and show you what we do with your money. So we can't thank you from the bottom of our hearts enough for what you do. We had a hospital screening lab set up today. We had a physician, and they examined some children that come in. And I'm proud to say the last count I heard was like 8 that they accepted to go to our hospital. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's what it's all about. No, Father, I do. Brother Jim. I'm sorry. Jim's going to make me do this. On the sauce competition, second place, $100 and a ribbon. Jim B. Great job. Thank you all so much. Stay off the grass. Are they getting photos? We'll go ahead. First place, $200 and a ribbon. Ice me, Bobby Q. That last year's sauce, they won that competition, and it's great sauce, and we are selling it. And it is very good. I got grandkids. Anytime your grandkids put barbecue sauce on rice in it, it's good. Okay? All right, on my anything but contest. Third place. I tell you, I don't know how you come up with a winner on this because it's all great. $100 and a ribbon. Hog Wild Neighbors. Some kind of roadkill. Shrimp and grits. I can't imagine having new shrimp. Second place. This is a little bit more serious money. $300 and a ribbon. Mike's Catering. I know it's hurting you, Kenny, to give out that money, but we got to do it, buddy. Got to do it. I know it hurts. I was there last year. What'd you cook, Mike? Steak Cindy. All right. You got anything left? No. You know, gas being, what, $4 a gallon now? Yeah. Now, this can buy you a tank of gas, okay, to get you home. First place, $1,000 and a trophy, Jack Smoking Bar. Just to let you folks know this, you see this trophy that Kenny's holding up? Well, in the past, we've had a Shriner. His name is... Yeah, David Reagan. David Reagan drove this car in NASCAR, and Kenny sent us down to Tampa, Florida, and got, I don't know how many, maybe 100 of these cars, and I think they're all autographed, and each one of them that wins the first place or whatever are getting that as a trophy. So please support David Reagan when you see him, because he's donating to our Toronto hospitals. All right. What did it pay? What did it make? What did you make, Mike? Shrimp and grits. The best shrimp and grits. I like dirt. It don't take much to get in there. Okay, now we're going to go to Butts. Shriners. third place and $100 VIP. No. Take first place. Oh, okay. I got to back up on this one. You didn't hear that, okay? Right. Okay. Third place is Berry Patch.
All right.
Wow. $100.
Take a look yourself, baby.
Second place, $300, DDQ. DDQ. And guess who first place is? Anybody know? Rick James. I think it was John McCleary. I won it. Come on, take a slow walk, son. VIPs. Oh, you might be a little faster than that, John. Some people want to get a drink, you know. Adult beverage drink. No, I know they don't. Okay. Best T-shirt. We have a division in that. And we're going to give them a CBS vacation package. That's Pork and Peddlers. Pork and Peddlers. This T-shirt. Okay, the next award is Best Food. It's also a CMS vacation. I hate to say this. All you ladies and little girls, 4 years, 6 things in years. These are army. These are me. Take a fast walk, son.
That's that food.
And this is what I love is people's choice. Category we have people's choice, as in the past. And again this year is past Grand Masters team. They do a great job. All of you do a great job. You tell me last night I got enough to feed 500 people. I'm like, oh my goodness. Now, they get a CMS vacation package. Pretty nice. You come down and take it. And he's walking fast while all that cooking he's been doing. You can take a little slow walk, most likely. This man here also, for the ones that don't know, I forget what year. What year was you most merciful, sir? What year were you most? 2005, he was all of our bosses with the shrine, with the Masonic organization. We have one that's called the most merciful, sir, and that is him, Ron Mitchell, and his compatriots. Thank you, sir. Okay, now we're going to give it to Don. Thank you. I mean, Jim. Hello.
He's already been here.
James has never been here.
Yeah, he's already been here.
All right, for SBN, first of all, I've just a couple of comments. I would like to thank illustrious Sir Ken Craven for his support and helping to try to communicate the best way for us to carry this event out. I would also like to thank Tana Schuth and Nikki for their cooperation. It's the second year we've worked with them at KCBS, and it's great. It really does help make this contest a really good contest. It's one of the reasons why you see so many cook teams out here. Also, obviously, I want to thank the ESPN judges who work very hard to make sure that the judging is fair. And the cook teams especially, because without the cook teams deciding to come and sign up for our contest, then we wouldn't have anything to do. So I most especially thank the cook teams for what they do. This is a great contest, and we really enjoy working it. For the country, before I start getting into the awards that you really want to hear, I just want to say that you all know how to find out what's going on with KCBS. But if you don't know, go to sbbqn.com for Southern Barbecue Network. We've got contests every weekend between now and the end of October. And, we could always use more cook teams at all of our contests. So go to sbbqn.com and sign up. One last comment. Dorchester Shrine Club, which is 2 weeks from now, on the 14th of September, we will be having a judges training class for anybody that thinks that they might want to get into judging barbecue if you're in the low country area. It's a good deal. All right. On to the awards. Fifth place, get a ribbon. Big Butts Barbecue Gang. This is for us. In fourth place, Summer Swine.
Good job, Seth.
In third place, for a trophy and $300, is Ultimate Tailgaters Barbecue.
Guys.
Not a bad deal for them. They were hung up trying to get here, and they got in here pretty late last night. So they obviously made up for it. Trophy and $300. In second place, this is a trophy and $500. Swine Time Barbecue. Happy birthday, Everett.
Cool trophy, guys.
Good job.
John Haney.
I'm a kid restaurant. I'm sure that's a play.
John Brown singing. And in first place, a trophy and $1,000, Mr. Good Times Barbecue Club. Category. In fifth place is they get a ribbon and DDQ and Company. And yeah, DDQ and Company. In fourth place, King's Cooking. In third place, this is for $100 and a ribbon. Lang's Smothered Barbecue. Where you at, Brad?
Bradley.
There he is. In second place, this is for $200 and a ribbon, Nick and Porkers. And in third place, with a ribbon and $300, Killer Bee.
I thought you were the best hand here.
And the last two that we've got before we turn it over to back over to John is the reserve grand champion and grand champion for SBN. The reserve grand champion is, don't sound, Jim, Killer Bee. Again, it's CMS Vacation. As soon as they can find a weekend when they're free. And the SBN grand champion for this contest is Swine Time Barbecue. The grand champion gets an automatic invitation to go to Las Vegas to participate in the World Food Championships on the 16th and 17th of November.
Yeah, they get one of the trophies for first place.
Congratulations, guys. Good job. Good job, James, Jimmy. Okay, we're going to move on. Congratulations to all those winners. KCBS, Chicken, 10th place, Ribbon, Pit Bulls Up in Smoke. Ninth place, Ribbon, Zoology. I know they sound dragon, King. You reckon it might be a little bit loud? There's a ring in the back. They want to make that long, special walk. That's right. Eighth place, Ribbon, Smokehouse Mafia.
He's been over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not baby. He is not. They didn't give him a piece of pie. This is hard. Seventh place, a Ribbon, Naked Pig Barbecue King.
Good job, Danny.
Danny, you wouldn't get up, huh?
Got a big shirt.
Sixth place and a ribbon. Port City Thrillers. Okay, now we're getting some money. Fifth place, $100 and a ribbon, sauce, barbecue. Fourth place, $200 and a ribbon. Rocky Top Barbecue.
Go, Walt.
What's up, man?
I love that orange color. But it comes from the South Carolina area. Third place, $300 and a trophy. Holy smoke, North Carolina. There you come, folks. Second place, $400. Dilla Bean. We're going to hold the first place. Yes, we are. But they told me to slow down. That's a good slowing down point. Holy smoke. Now, my potentate just told me to hurry up a few minutes ago, and now he's telling me to slow down. That sounds about like the way some of these competitions go. Andy, don't you like that stuff? All that work we did to mix them things and you breaking them. The next category is going to be pork ribs, KCDS. 10th place, ribbon, the Smokehouse Mafia. Not going to tell you right now. Everybody wants to know who's first. No. We're holding it. Everybody wants to know who won. We're not going to tell them yet. Okay? Ninth place, ribbon. This is pork ribs. Swine time barbecue.
We make it every day.
Tell me why you're sitting there. You tired? Oh, eighth place ribbon. Urology. Seventh place ribbon. Number nine. Seventh place ribbon. It blows up in smoke. Sixth place, ribbon. Too bad you're my cousin. Okay? You can't keep your family. No way, no how.
Ready to go, Bradley?
Which one is your cousin?
I'm glad that food
is. You sure that was your mom?
You got a cousin.
Bad you're my cousin.
We want to reach out.
You can pick your potentate, but you can't pick your cousin.
Hey, Chris, I think those are yours.
Fifth place, getting a little money now, $100 and a ribbon, Berry Patch Barbecue.
All right.
They sweating it down there, I'm telling you, okay? They sweating, I'm not.
But they're digging in. I hope I got this ribbon. Barry Patch. Fourth place. $200 in a ribbon. Bye bye, two. You need to send that to the little girl with the Mercedes up here. She don't mind riding. That thing he's driving 75 foot long. You need two tanks of gas. Third place, $300 in a trophy. Bare knuckles barbecue. Second place, $400. I could use $400. Sauce barbecue day.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
First place and a trophy. You're not going to tell you. Anybody got any glue? You need crazy glue, though. Crazy glue, or Gorilla glue. I told you to use Gorilla glue and things. Duct tape will hold it together because they're running 200 miles an hour with holding together. I hope all of you got an opportunity to see the race car too, the M&M car that's here on display. Who drives that car? Who knows? Who drives the M&M car? Kenny Craven? Kyle Busch. I knew that's who drove. He was coming, but we had to go race. All right, Port Bus, KCBS. 10th place ribbon. Yellow Bees. 9th place on a ribbon. Bite Me Barbecue. It's good cool up here, you know. About 75, 78 degrees. Just right? Not that cool? Hang on. Okay. Eighth place on a ribbon. Midnight Burn.
The first they found the pork box.
They found it, obviously. What was it, fourth?
Seventh place at ribbon. Bare Knuckles Barbecue. I know what I'm saying. I'm as tall as you are. You look at me like,
how you doing, boy?
Sixth place ribbon. In by eight, out by nine. Fifth place, you know what I mean, $100 on a ribbon. Old Creek Barbecue. Fourth place, $200 on a ribbon. Geology.
Bounce up and make up for your injection, right?
Third place, $300 in a trophy, Port City Grillers. Second place, $400 in a trophy. Pit Bulls Up in Smoke. First place, what are we going to do? Not going to change.
Now we're down to the brisket.
I saw the first time I saw it, I thought it was brisket. No, that's brisket.
10th place and a ribbon. Too bad you're my cousin. That's Pinky Family. Ninth place in a ribbon. Jack's Broken Buds. Eighth place in a ribbon. Redneck Scientific. I can't hardly spell that. Imagine you not being able to spell redneck.
No, he does. He needs a class in shape. I can't help that, okay? Charlie's going to work on him. Charlie raises him.
Some of place in a rhythm. Some are fine.
Good job, Seth.
Is that here? Like I like it. I heard like a sixth place and a ribbon, Mr. Good Times Barbecue Club. Fifth place and $100 and a ribbon, the Smokehouse Mafia. I know he got enough sleep. I seen that bird. He was out. He didn't even know the Vietnam War was over. He was gone. Fourth place, $200 in a ribbon. Pit bulls up in smoke. Third place, and $300 on the trophy. Bye bye, Q. Yankee would say that. I'm so happy, Baba. Baba. Second place, $400 on a trophy. Neither one. He said, hold on. I'm holding. This is not like being an airport. On the bubbles out of step, right? I know it can't stay in step. I know. It's kind of like being in the army, you know, you hurry up and wait. You got it. He doesn't know his car, so he wants to keep the car. Second place, $400 in a trophy, picking pokers. And I'm not going to tell you the first place. I know these next folks are going to want to make a slow walk, okay? This is first place chicken for 2012. Beach barbecue and barbecue. First place, $500 on the trophy. Midnight Burns.
Roger.
All right. 2012. Fort Williamson. Kansas City Barbecue. First place. $500 on a token. That hurts me. Rocky top. Rocky top.
Over the wall. Good job, man.
I like your barbecue, but I don't like your team.
I think that's
Pork and butts. Got a lot of butts out here.
But anyway,
first place, $500 on a trophy. Butts are us.
Just
no fun. You've been driving every one of them race cars, right? That's why they lose. You've been playing with them, running them around on the table. Good job.
Congratulations.
First place. $500 and a foot. Your sister's got a loose car, too. That's tight. It'll be easy.
Yeah,
before we announce these last two, I want to say a personal thank you, especially to Tom Wells. Please give him a hand, because he has been my right, left, and front hand. I called him. I emailed him. I called this panel last night at 11 o'clock. I said, please don't shoot me. These judges really stood by my side and helped Omar Temple with this function. And we can't thank you enough. Please be careful going home. Please come back again. We need you. We love you. We know we had some difficulties, but we're going to work on that, okay? We promise.
Hey,
y'all ready?
Guys, for your score sheets, I will have D through G. Canada will have H through Z. All right. You be on one side of the stage, I'll be on the other. So once you got the brand, come on up.
Take it easy, Rick.
Take care. Thank you.
Right.
I guess ours is a little flat.
That is a part of it. If we take it a bit, 30 minutes, an hour.
Still full of time. I have D through M. That was in a good time. I have Mr. Good Time. So D through M and Sauce and E. It's included in the big jobs from the Sauce and E. So thank you.
We got three, but we had a second of sleep.
Oh, we're bringing on to here. We had run but three times this whole weekend, right?
My ribs weren't that bad.
No, you were running about four times, right? Because I was calling you all the time.
I did too.
What else I did? Casey Smithfield, where you at? Raise your hand. She's going to have her checks. There you are. She's back in the back. Y'all see her? The ones that won?
Well, you won ribs, right? Get an extra $500. Yeah, you did.
Swing.
Just thought I'd let you know. I know you're a little slow up there at the mountain air and stuff, but I know you're a little slow up there with the mountain air.
Overall, we're going to give you the rundown on overall right quick.
Just all
the teams. We're going to start at number 10 and go up, okay? Number 10 was Curology. Number 9 was Care Nurses Barbecue. Number 8, too bad you're my cousin. Number 7 was Chicken Porkers. Number 6 was Sauce Barbecue. Number 5 was Rocky Top Barbecue. 4 was Smokehouse Mafia. Number 3 was Barbecue. Now, you thought I was going to finish, didn't you? No, I thought it was the same thing. Thank you so much. Reserve Grand Champion. 2012, KCBS, Beach Boogie and Barbecue,
$500 and a trophy. There will be. And they were last year's grand champion. And before I announce the last one, the fantastic Shakers are coming on in a few minutes, so please sit around, enjoy them. Fireworks will be going off right at dark, so please sit and enjoy yourself, rest. I know some of you need a nap, because I do, and a bath. Oh, we got another man. What's the other man? Soul function. All right. You're going to do soul function. You're going to do the fantastic set. We got two great bands that's going to be coming up. Please enjoy it. Give them applause. Because they work hard up here. It gets hot up here. Grand chances. $1,000 on a tool. I might go with them. Get fools up in smoke.
So you have it at the Beach Boogie Barbecue in Myrtle Beach. Pit Bulls, Put Up with Smoke, Texas Grand, Killer Bees, Texas Reserve Grand. Congratulations on all that called, got called, and they found my port box, thank God. So we are tuning out. Good luck to all the other teams that's out there. We'll see y'all on the barbecue trail. See you Monday night.
I know everybody's ready to go. Just want to say thanks again to everybody for all your support over the years. This is our 10th anniversary for Smoke on the Beach. It's our 7th year at Beach Beach Barbecue. Applications accepted, and two more out there that may be accepted here in the next day or two. So thank you for all your work that's given to us to help and support our barbecue event over the last 10 years. Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you very much. I go right back there. This is all mine.
Thank you. Can I get you get a picture of him? When Jane gets back, get a picture of him. Do that. My Roger said, well, that's two reserves in one day. He goes, yeah, you backslide. You had $2,000 last year. I'm in a downward spiral. That's right, a downward spiral. Huh? Yeah, I'm going to wait for a float.